Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning and welcome to the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Thank you for joining us and thanks for being here. Saturday morning, November the 29th, 2025. This is the Minnesota Real Estate Show, hosted by Mike Overson of Luminate Bank, Scott Wolmering, and myself, Ryan O'Neill, with the Minnesota Real Estate Team, RE/MAX Advantage Plus. We appreciate you being here. This is a live and interactive real estate show. We welcome your questions. You can call us or text us at any point, 612-294-6949, 612-294-6949. Comes to us right in studio here, downtown Minneapolis. Scott, good morning to you, bud.
Yeah, good to be here. Appreciate everybody tuning in. This is the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Like Ryan said, love your comments and feedback through the entire show, 612-294-6949. Happy post-Thanksgiving. Hope everybody really enjoyed their family and had a ton to eat and a lot of fun. That's what you're supposed to do on the holidays.
Scott, you loaded up on some carbs, I heard.
I did.
A lot of stuffing?
A lot of stuff. That is my once-a-year deal. I love stuffing.
So, do you really?
Yeah, I do. I love stuffing. I ate a lot of that. Not that much turkey. I'm not a big, you know, I'm a big believer. I don't think anyone really likes turkey.
Really?
Do you order turkey when you go to a restaurant?
Whoa. I like turkey. So Thank you, Josh.
So you go out to a turkey or out to a restaurant and you say, you know, I think I'm going to have some turkey, mashed potatoes, and stuffing.
I'll tell you, I have had a number of subs over the years from Subway and other places, a turkey sub.
Yeah. Oh, you do turkey on Thanksgiving? Well, it's one of those holidays where I'm like, really, if you had the choice, I don't think people would choose turkey. I think you just do it to fall in line. You do it to conform, Ryan.
To conform. Interesting, Scott. Probably an unpopular opinion, but that's okay.
This is an interesting, really quick story I'll tell you. Back when I was married to Andrea, my mom was coming up for Thanksgiving. My mom and Michael were going to come up to our place for Thanksgiving. Well, we had already had Thanksgiving. And so they were coming in a day later. So I said, well, let's just do a prime rib. And so so Andrea and I did a prime rib. And that they came for Thanksgiving. So the next year, Mom and Michael were going to come for Thanksgiving again. So my mom called Andrea and said, hey, can I help out this year? You know what I think I'll do? I'll bring the turkey.
Mm.
And Andrea's always like, that was a dig.
So it was a polite way.
It was a polite way of saying we will have turkey on Thanksgiving.
It was a polite way of your mother, who I know, to say we're having some turkey. But we hope you all did enjoy some turkey. Some stuffing, and hard to believe it's already, again, the Saturday after here. 612-294-6949 is how you can interrupt us. Let's do a quick real estate update here. The first segment, new listings in the Twin Cities, very similar to last year at this time. There were 1,022 new homes for sale. Pending sales, also very similar, 775 pending sales, just down slightly, down 2%. Year over year, and then the inventory is about the same as well, 10,190 homes for sale. Scott, maybe the interesting one we can comment on, it came out, Realtor.com shared that the first time since 2016, new construction outpaced household formations with more than 1.6 million units completed this past year. That's the highest level in nearly two decades. And they said while builders are making progress, it would still, however, take about 7.5 years to close the housing gap at last year's pace. Interesting, Scott.
Well, it is. You know, it's interesting. When you remove regulations, which is what's been happening, we figure that new construction would then jump back in the game. You know, I don't know if people track the show, but for builders to build a house, you know, there's depending on what city you're in, what area you're in, it can be 20 to 30% of the entire build goes into fees and just garbage. And so when you eliminate that stuff, hopefully builders will not copy the grocery stores, and builders will actually look at their profit margin and what it actually costs them now and make it more affordable. the problem when you've got people that are used to paying a certain amount, even though now it's becoming, it's becoming more profitable to build a house, hopefully they'll give a little bit of that back and not just stick to the current number.
Yeah, even interest rate update here in the first segment. Again, Luminate Bank, Mike Overson and his awesome team here. Luminate Bank is a wonderful local bank. Interest rates are in the low sixes still, about 6.25 for a 30-year fixed. It's been very similar as we look here, Scott. Going back in May of this year, rates were almost near 7.
Yep.
Yeah, close to 7. If I look back even in January of this year, they were a little bit over 7. So that dip has helped, definitely.
Yeah, it has. And for people to just have a real clear understanding of this, a 6% interest rate is a good interest rate. If you look over the last 40 years, I don't know the numbers, Ryan could probably look it up, but I would say that we probably have averaged 6% over the last 40 years. People have to shake the pandemic thought that we're going to see stuff back in the threes and the fours again. We're not. It was like being invaded by aliens. You know, if something crazy happens to, you know, and obviously it sets the everything on its ear, but that's not happening again. So 6.25, 5.75, 6%. Those are very good rates.
I had a text from a listener said, Scott, I do not agree. I love turkey. There you go, bud.
Well, you're the one out there that no, I know people like turkey. I just don't see people ordering it when they go out to eat. So I think it's like a manufactured day.
Yeah, it is a little football fun. We hope you and your families, friends, you were able to relax a bit. We had a great O'Neill Thanksgiving yesterday. Just a lot to be thankful for. And I know we're already up against our first break. We can keep chatting on it.
Yeah, maybe a teaser question. When we get back, Zillow, I believe, put a article out that pricing for the first time over the last year, I think, has actually gone backwards. And we're going to handle that when we come back. I'd love to hear your thoughts for any agents out there that are listening. Are you feeling that? We'll talk about what we feel when we get back.
Yeah, 612-294-6949 is how you can reach us at the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Hope your weekend's starting off well. If you are out and about on the Twin Cities roads, drive safely. This is the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Welcome back.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator Craig Thomas.
In seasons 1 and 2, we were joined by Neil Patrick Harris, Kobe Smulders, Brian Cranston, Ashley Williams, Wayne Brady, Jenna Fisher and Angela Kinsey, Joe Manganiello, and my brilliant co-creator Carter Bays. And now we are diving into season 3.
So whether it's your 50th rewatch or your first time through, follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
To the second act, or the second segment. Thank you. I was a little loss of words there, Scott. Maybe too much turkey for me.
Well, it's because you've been practicing your holiday show, so you're used to the second act, the first act.
That's right. And and speaking of holiday shows, we are getting the band back together, the O'Neill Brothers. We are doing two holiday concerts here at the Edina Performing Arts Center, December 20th, 3 weeks from today, a 2 o'clock and 7 o'clock show. We're bringing in the Marylands, two sisters who were featured on The Voice. They're joining us in concert. It's a fun show. There's some tickets both for the 2 and the 7 o'clock. All the money that the ticket sales, everything that we raise from it goes towards the O'Neill Foundation of Hope. For the families and individuals that we are helping each week. Scott, it's a fun show. Pianobrothers.com is where you can go to learn more. We got to bring you on stage.
Oh, my gosh.
That would be fun.
Do you have a cowbell? I could do a cowbell.
That would be fun.
That's about all I could possibly do.
We're going to bring Scott on stage. But check that out, pianobrothers.com. Appreciate the support of the all the listeners as well. Scott had a question that says, reverse mortgage. Can you please explain What is a reverse mortgage? And have you ever recommended a reverse mortgage at all? Have you recommended it, Scott?
I have. That's a hard question. I will say this. A reverse mortgage is probably good for a very, very small percentage of the elderly population. And what a reverse mortgage is, it's just like a mortgage, except it's reverse. So instead of you paying a certain amount every month, I'll just use a number. Let's say you have $500,000 of equity in your house and you are 70 years old and you would like to take a certain amount of money monthly until the time that, you either, go to a better place or whatever. So it's reverse. So instead of you paying $3,000 a month to pay a mortgage, your reverse mortgage pays you. So every month you would get $3,000. Month two, you'd be another three. So now you're at six. Month three, now you're at nine, and so on and so forth until you burn through the $500,000. So it's a reverse mortgage. It pays you instead of you paying it. The reason I caution people, and make sure you're talking to a Mike Overson or a very, very good lender, because it's normally used for elderly people, I've seen some very bad stuff that's happened through the years. So just be cautious of it. It can be a very good tool. I mean, if you're at the situation where you need additional money every month and you're retired and you've got that kind of equity, there's nothing wrong with it. Just understand how it works and that you are eating up the value of your property because they're paying you cash.
Yeah, the other couple of things I thought of, Scott, again, for maybe seniors who are more kind of equity rich, cash poor, it can help free up some money for perhaps medical expenses, yep, in-home care, maybe rising property taxes, general living costs. And the other thing we've seen sometimes too, if the homeowner, as they kind of say, wants to age in place and avoid moving, essentially maybe they want to stay in the home and do like a modification, a ramp, a bathroom, accessibility, safety improvements. And then the last one I thought of too is maybe if there's no if they have no heirs at all, maybe they have no heirs who want the property, that they start tapping into the equity to allow them basically to enjoy that, because again, if they pass away and now the home has to be sold, well, that 500 grand or whatever the number is goes to somebody.
Well, and the reason I cautious these loan products work real well in a very appreciating market. You take a $500,000 reverse mortgage. 2 years from now, your house is worth $600. 5 years from now, it's worth $700. Great. That works awesome. But where I caution is, today your home is worth $500,000. So you could cash out, take that money, put interest on it, and you could live off of that versus taking a reverse mortgage where right now your house is worth $500,000. But what if the market tanks like we had in 08? And 6 years from now, your house is only worth $300.
Yeah.
Well, they're not going to keep writing you that check. They're going to reevaluate that mortgage. And all of a sudden, now you've been banking on this money where if you had sold your house, put it in a tax, in an interest-bearing account, you'd still have access to it. Now, all of a sudden, that's gone. So, again, just understand the ups and downs to it.
Yeah, and of course, we're not saying, and we don't think that's going to happen. There is
no type
of repeat of 2008 where values are going to drop. In fact, to Scott's point of prior to the break, there was a recent article that came out that said values have dropped. We're not seeing that. As a real estate team here in Minnesota, we are not seeing it. We're not feeling it. There's certainly been a little flattening, if you will, perhaps in certain price points and areas. But again, to our first segment, with inventory at very, very low levels, there's still an imbalance, Scott. And before you comment on that, they said, a texter said, regarding briefcase gate, where Scott's briefcase was stolen, he said, when is Scott going to come clean that he left his car unlocked?
It is very true. I left my car unlocked. I don't lock my car.
You don't?
I don't. I don't know. I never have been. Never locked it. So yes, totally my fault. And for those that haven't followed it, somebody stole my briefcase. Ryan and I were watching him from the studio window, and he ended up dumping it in a parking lot, and a very good Samaritan had called me and was able to retrieve my briefcase. It was a very nice gentleman. And I'm sure the guy that stole my briefcase was very disappointed because except for a few market analysis, there was not a lot of value to it.
It's a good question. What is a or one of the biggest mistakes that a buyer, a Minnesota home buyer, can make? One of the biggest mistakes a Minnesota home buyer can make. Scott, anything come to your mind?
Oh, gosh. You know, this is just a general thought that popped into my mind. One of the mistakes a lot of buyers make is the comment that doesn't bother me or that's fine with me. So, for example, when you show a house and it backs to a busy road, and I tell the client, hey, look, you know, the value is just not there. It's not making any sense. When you sell this, your appreciation is going to be lower, blah, 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 blah. And they're like, oh, no, it doesn't bother us at all. A lot of times buyers say that. The problem is it doesn't really have anything to do with whether it bothers you. It has to do with whether it bothers the masses, because at some point you're going to sell that property.
Good point.
And so that's the one that kind of popped into my brain right away, because you do have to caution people. Well, we only, you know, one sink in the master bathroom. Sounds like a minor deal. If you can't put a double sink in there, it's a big deal. And so when you have someone that says, oh, that's all right, it's just my husband and myself, it doesn't bother us. Well, it doesn't bother you, but you're going to have to sell that property, and it's going to bother everybody else.
Yeah, important to know sellability. That's a really good point. I think one thought I had was just, I think it's natural. It's human nature to kind of wait until the perfect time for everything converging. Interest rates, type of home, just a variety of things. And as we know, life is not perfect, and there is no perfect house out there. And so sometimes that can be a challenge for buyers. Not only investors, you know, you think of investors that look for the perfect investment property. That's a huge issue for really analytical buyers, really struggle with that. And again, it doesn't mean that you have to settle. We're not saying, oh, you just, boy, those realtors are just trying to get us to settle for something. Really, again, where that wealth is created is over time. It's over 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years. And maybe it's not the perfect buy, but again, it's a 7 out of 10 of your family's needs or something like that.
Well, and in a fast-moving market, this is a real good example of this. Back in 2001, I was working with obviously different price points back then, but I remember we were looking at $130,000 to $140,000 split-level homes in Eagan and Apple Valley. And it took us 6 months for him to find a house. Very picky. The same exact houses that we were looking at for $130,000, eventually 6 months later, he bought for $182,000. Same houses. That's just how quickly they were going up in price. And so, you know, again, from a financial decision, you know, that 6 month waiting time cost him, you know, $50,000-$60,000, because that's how quickly they were going up. So sometimes, depending on your situation, there are the, I'm not settling on anything. This is my forever house, and I've got all the time in the world, and I just want the right house. Versus, if you're a first-time home buyer, you're looking for an equity builder. You know, something that you know you're buying. Hopefully, you're buying it correctly. It's in an area that's going to go up exponentially. So, in 3 or 4 years, you're putting 50, 60 grand in your pocket, and you're moving on to the next house. So, there's different motivations and different things you should look at depending on where you're at in the buying pool.
Hey, before the break, we like to do just a minute of hope for the O'Neill Foundation of Hope, just to share a story or two of folks that we were able to meet and help here this past week. Scott, this past week, met a wonderful mother by the name of Amber, helped her catch up on a mortgage payment. Kind of the short backstory. She is in a pretty hardcore battle with an ex who had been accused of abusing their daughter. She had a very high-risk pregnancy, emergency early delivery of her son. Obviously, it affected her ability to work, having to take off a bit more time from work. Her husband is working, but they are behind on everything. They had reached out to us, had already connected with a lot of other resources as well. Just a wonderful, wonderful person, and we were super grateful to have met her and helped. And then the other one, Scott, again, a mother who was in a terrible car wreck. She was T-boned. She sustained multiple injuries, a broken leg, ankle, heel, ribs, brain injury, facial lacerations. She woke up in the hospital. She had reached out. She was nominated by a friend, and her friend had nominated her at O'Neill Hope. She was behind on her rent and needed help getting caught up on her rent to obviously avoid being homeless. She, too, had reached out to a variety of different programs, is working very hard to rebuild her life. And so, Scott, just a couple folks that we met helped this past week. Hardships. People experience hardships. We step in. Unexpected hardships. We do our best to help in a small way. O'NeillHope.org is where you can go to nominate someone who may be going through a very difficult time.
Such a cool deal, and again, the concert that you're doing this year, all that money goes back into the O'Neill Foundation of Hope. And for those that haven't traced it, you know, this is relatively new, a couple years, and you were able to start helping, you know, one family every few weeks, and then as it got more popular, now you're able to help 2 to 3 families a week.
Yeah,
right.
Yep.
I mean, that's just incredible. And for those of you that are like, well, I don't want to go to a charity because I don't know how the money's being used. Trust me, it's being used for these families and these families only. You can bank on that, and it's just a cool deal.
Yeah, appreciate it, Scott. No, great. We appreciate your support as well, CCO listeners. Everybody's doing their part. A lot of great charities and organizations, but we appreciate all of the CCO listeners. Hey, we're at the halfway point at the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Josh is here with us in studio today. He worked, by the way, you worked all of Thanksgiving, bud.
I did.
What is up with that?
Yeah, I was here bright and early and didn't leave till about 3 o'clock.
You better be getting double time for that.
I'll pass it along to Brett.
Yes. Say, it's the radio business. I doubt that's the case.
Yeah.
Hey, we appreciate you, though. Thanks for being here. Again, this is the halfway point of the Minnesota Real Estate Show.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Back to the second half of the Minnesota Real Estate Show. We appreciate it. And just had another texter. This one was good. He said, he or she said, thanks. This was in response to the reverse mortgage. Answer makes sense and is helpful. I have some tough love for you. Drop the briefcase theft. You guys are Minnesota goats. I'd say I'd learned it from... I've learned from it, and it won't happen again to me.
That's right.
Yeah, we'll drop it.
We'll drop it. Nope, we will learn from it.
Onward and upward. This one says, greetings. Do you have any information on twin homes for sale in Duluth, up in the Duluth area? Scott, a twin homes for sale up in Duluth.
Well, first of all, we have the twin home expert in Duluth, Paul Dokauer.
Paul is up there.
Yep. So if you're looking for an agent, just go to the Minnesota Real Estate Show website, and you can find Paul Dokauer. But, you know, twin homes, for those that don't understand the difference, when people say twin homes, a lot of times they're talking about a home attached to each other. So there's one on one side, one on the other, and they call that a twin home. That's not a twin home. That's the description of a twin home. But a twin home typically does not have an association fee. Where a twin home looking townhome does have an association fee. So the downfall to twin homes are your neighbor could paint their place purple and right down the middle because they own it. It's not part of an association. In Duluth itself, do I know of any twin homes particularly? I do not, Ryan.
Yeah, again, Paul Dokauer. So our team is called the Minnesota Real Estate Team. We obviously cover the whole state of Minnesota in western Wisconsin. Paul and his lovely wife Krista are up in the Duluth area. And just even again, as we got your question and even searching, there are some listings available, both twin home, obviously, as well as multifamily. So some two, three, four unit properties. Generally speaking, Scott, again, with that twin home, people will go that route to have like a townhome living without the HOA.
Without the HOA.
Again, the risk, though, is the neighbor. You know, are you playing nicely with the neighbor? Are you going to be in unison with exteriors, roofing, those types of things? Twin homes, that's I don't know, it's an interesting question.
Yeah, you know, and again, it's the reason I wanted to explain it is a lot of times you'll ask somebody, where do you live? And they'll say in a twin home. And you always have to look because normally all they mean is they're living in a side-by-side townhome. And because the style looks like a twin home, that's what they call it. But it is the difference between having an association or not having an association, which does also, to complicate it more, does not mean that if you have a twin home, you cannot do an association. There are twin homes that have been built where, let's say there's 10 of them, and everybody gets together and they do their own little association. But typically, one has an association, one does not.
Yeah, we had, again, some questions just regarding any other mistakes buyers make. One, it was interesting. This week, I was messaging with an agent on the team regarding older homes and not understanding, this was a first-time home buyer, not understanding some of the natural pitfalls of older properties, whether it is, specific type of electrical wiring, specific maybe older sewer lines. The question came up regarding mold, and is, obviously, mold can be an absolutely terrible thing. And an understanding mold, though, with the home. Thoughts on some of those things, Scott?
Yeah, you know, mold, you know, it's got a bad rap. I mean, all of us that grew up in the 70s, you know, I grew up in East Grand Forks, and, you know, any place in the basement where there was darkness and a little moisture, you're going to get mold. So mold's been around forever. It got the bad rap with the black mold that came out kind of around the time that we were having so many stucco issues when they switched over to Category 5 and made the houses tighter. But, you want to have an air quality test. Find out what you're dealing with. Not all mold is deadly. A lot of mold is just you have a dark place underneath your sink and gets a little wet, you're going to get mold there.
Yeah, and it's important, again, as a buyer to understand, you know, and this was just a story I'll share. I got a phone call yesterday from an agent on the team who had called, and we are representing the seller. And in this case, the buyer, it's a first-time home buyer. They're having a baby. So they're having a baby, and they recently got in an accident, a car accident, and have not been able to work full-time. So the question was, they no longer can get qualified with the lender.
Yeah.
Well, the agent reached out to Mike Overson, had a good conversation with Mike. And in situations like this, a doctor can provide a letter regarding the situation that basically still allows the funding of the transaction. And I guess my point with all this is, this is a first-time home buyer buying this property, and because they're having a baby, and a variety of different things happening over the escrow period, they came to the conclusion, maybe this isn't a good time to buy. And it's supposed to close on Monday. Well, our seller needs to close. Our seller is elderly, is expecting to close, needs the money for the next stage of their life. And so people have to remember, they're in a contract.
That's right.
And they can't just arbitrarily just call the other agent and say, you know what, we're having a kid, we're out.
Well, you can. Well, you can. You can try that.
Sure.
But you are under a contract. You can be sued to perform. Now, the majority of times that doesn't happen because it's lengthy, timely, and expensive. But yeah, you people. You know, this is not. This isn't a gym membership. I mean, you're entering into a very large transaction that have lives. You know, lives are uprooted. You have people that are moving out. They have their moving truck loaded. You're moving in. And so when one decides, it doesn't feel right a week before closing, you know, there should be some pain involved in that because families' lives are upheavaled.
Yeah, I got a nice question again this week from John Rorick, who is with Holmes Mortgage. I just mentioned he listens to the show, catches it, has for years, and again, our commentary was interesting about the article that was in the Business Journal that was posted on X that said over half of the Twin Cities homes have decreased in value between October and the year before, the most out of any large metro area in the Midwest. And he said, thought it'd be a good subject to tackle, see if you're starting to see a small drop in values, Scott, how that could affect affordability.
Well, what we've seen, we were talking about it earlier, because I totally disagree with this. One, it was done by Zillow, and no hammering on Zillow, but if they're using their Zillow estimates to come up with these numbers, then I don't trust it whatsoever. I look at, there's been one drop in value. There was a four-month period in 2021 where you were paying for a 2.7% interest rate. Those homes are not at the value they were in 2001. But you eliminate those 4 months where people were paying for a payment, and I think year over year, we're probably 3-4%.
Yeah, it's been slowly ticking up.
Yeah. So we've seen a flattening. We're not at, 8-9%. But we're still at a 3-4% appreciation scale. I will tell you this, when I do a market analysis, I will now go back a year and I do not give an appreciation adjustment in anything that is under $700,000. I'm sorry, anything over $700,000. Under $700,000, they might have a 1 or 2% or 3% appreciation scale. But over that, it's been relatively flat. So I think that's probably what people are seeing. Is, well, wait a minute, my neighbor, who's my exact same house, sold a year ago for this number. I should be worth this number. Yeah, that's not happening.
Hey, before the break, Paul, we were just talking about him. Paul Dokauer has a listing in Brooklyn Park, 8468 Yates Avenue in Brooklyn Park, for $245,000. Paul said it's got low association dues at $225 a month, and that includes insurance. It's a super bright corner unit. Two walkouts, one to the deck, and one to a very nice green space. You have a yard at this townhome. It's got a brick fireplace for those chilly nights. Again, 8468 Yates Avenue in Brooklyn Park for $245,000. Check that property out. We're at our final break here at the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Welcome back to the final segment of the Minnesota Real Estate Show. We appreciate it. Hope you're... Whoa. What's going on there?
Little feedback.
I don't know.
Hope your Saturday is going well here. And...
Maybe your setup. We'll see.
Well, sorry about that. We got a little mic. Maybe I'll adjust it a little bit more.
Well, let's jump over to three. I'm going to make the executive producer decision.
All right. We'll jump over here. Yeah, again, we appreciate you joining us. Scott, final segment. What do you think going into 2026?
2026. If you are prepping for doing anything in real estate in 2026, if you're thinking about selling and thinking about buying, right now is the time to meet with your agent. Come up with a plan of when you're thinking, what the time frame is, get a preliminary look at what the numbers are going to look like. Obviously, you'll need to redo another market analysis when you get closer to the time. But planning is important, and we are going to have a very, very busy spring again. If we're at about 10,000 homes right now, that means we're going to be at 7,500, 8,000, by the time we get to the third week in January. And that is just a gangbuster price point and a gangbuster amount of homes on the market.
Yeah, again, low inventory and strong demand. We were just saying, even the middle of winter, stuff's still happening, Scott. We got people buying, selling, investing, relocation. Even when the snow flies, we've got some things happening.
Oh yeah, for sure. It's for everybody this year. We talk a lot about real estate in the Twin Cities, but there's also the snowbirds. So if you're looking to move to Florida or move to Arizona, or move to any warmer location, we always tell a joke, we've got a top agent that is either licensed on our team that is in those areas, or we've got top agents in those areas. So if you are going to be relocating, or you are looking at maybe buying a second property, we can definitely put you in with a top agent. And back to, what buyers' mistakes can be made out there. I would say one of the biggest ones is do not do this on your own. There's a lot of questions now with the new commissions and whatever, and we're starting to see people kind of fly blind out there on their own because they think they're saving commission. The biggest mistakes I see through the years is when you have an unrepresented buyer buying a property from an unrepresented seller. That's the biggest combo. Somebody normally takes a big hit on that because we think in terms of the house was listed at five. I had this once. Scott, we got the best deal on this place. Oh, great. It was listed at 500 and we knocked them down all the way to 400 grand. Awesome. So I looked at it. Unfortunately, it was worth 275. So they thought they were getting this great deal because they got $100,000 off the list price. They weren't represented and the house was worth 275 grand. So they were upside down on it, $100,000. So always have somebody representing your side. These are big numbers. Big mistakes can be made. If you're thinking in terms of I'm going to save 2% or whatever, this isn't the playground you want to play in.
Hey, one other listing to touch on in Prior Lake. This one is for $400,000. Address is 14200 Timothy in Prior Lake, and it is listed with Justin Voss. He just says, "Get your ticket to Prior Lake in Boating. The home has private lake access." Again, 3-car garage, shop along the backyard deck, a fenced-in yard, and it just goes on to say it's, again, 4-bed, 2-bath, great location in Prior Lake. Scott, Prior Lake has become a really hot lake. People love Prior Lake for a variety of reasons.
Yeah, well, it's one of the two big water lakes in the area. You know, you've got Minnetonka that's plus 10,000 acres, and Prior Lake and all its connecting lakes is plus 6,000 acres. So, you know, if you can't afford Minnetonka, and a lot of people cannot, or just as a location they don't want, Prior Lake's an awesome lake. You know, they've got Charlie's on the lake. They've got, a lot of just really cool, little cool inlets. It's a great fishing lake. So, yeah, Prior's awesome.
Yeah, again, in the last few minutes here, just want to mention again, Tim and I are doing our holiday concerts 3 weeks from today. PianoBrothers.com is where you can go to learn more. It's a 2:00 and a 7:00 show. We're bringing in the Marylands from The Voice. A fun show, singing, playing on the two pianos. All the money raised goes for the O'Neill Foundation of Hope. And we're 3 weeks away, Scott. It's coming up soon.
Yeah, it's a fun concert. For those of you listening that you're like, oh, that sounds weird or whatever, it's not. it's super cool. I mean, they play pianos against each other, but it's funny. They've got some really cool things in there with some of the kids. So if you've got a family of whatever with a few kids, they will absolutely love the concert.
No, I appreciate it. We got to have a little fun in life, a little fun. And again, I hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving. We were yesterday at my brother Dan, his wife Janice's place, a wonderful condo downtown. And so everybody gathered. There were probably, I don't know, 25, 30 of us in their condo building. Just kind of the whole floor is almost like the party room area. Just a wonderful time.
Are you guys green bean casserole people?
There was not a lot of green bean and casserole.
That is another thing. And for those that get offended by this, nobody likes green bean casserole. It is the
Josh.
It is, except for Josh. Nobody likes green bean casserole. If you make it, it's the one that gets eaten the less. Just quit making it.
Oh, Scott. Well, we're coming up. Yes. That's how I feel as well, Josh. Wherever you are catching the show, again, if you and your family, you have questions about your home value, you have questions about the market, maybe you have a family member, niece, nephew, someone looking to purchase, to invest in real estate, we would be honored again to help your family, to help your friends. Wherever you are listening to the show, we have a top agent on the Minnesota real estate team. Scott, for Thanksgiving, we did our big pie giveaway.
Yes.
Which was great this past week. So probably about 150 pies given out, something that just as the team we do for all of our agents, for our radio show partners, everybody that's part of the team. So it was a lot of fun at the pie giveaway.
Yeah, that's a question, Josh. So are you a pumpkin or apple pie person?
Pumpkin.
Yeah, but, you like everything that I don't like.
But it has to have whipped cream. I don't really do pumpkin. A lot of people do pumpkin straight up. I can't do that.
Yeah.
It's fine, but like if it needs something like whipped cream, it's not that good.
Yeah, well, that's true. I'm a whipped cream guy.
Yeah, and it was about, of the 150 pies, it was this year, I think, a little bit more pumpkin than apple. Normally, apple is the big winner.
Or the cherry pie guy.
Yeah. Oh, I love cherries.
That's number one. Yeah.
But and a big thanks to the wonderful folks that work with Sally Gill, Jay Lynn Mackey, Beth Novak. Did a wonderful job helping to prepare for that day, too. So super grateful for that. Scott, fun show today. Again, we'll see you next weekend. Throughout the week, 612-294-6949 is how you can reach us with any questions, comments, thoughts. Last thoughts, Scott?
Yeah, no, just if you're traveling, you know, it's obviously we're getting a little bit of snow out there, so be safe. And again, enjoy the remainder of the weekend. It'll be interesting to watch the Vikes this weekend with a new quarterback.
Yeah, we got the Vikes coming on. Again, appreciate you joining us, everybody. Enjoy the rest of the weekend. Drive safely. Again, reach out anytime to the Minnesota Real Estate team. We are here for you. Enjoy the rest of this weekend. Take care.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.